IELTS Writing Task 1, Sample Answer 2, Charts and Tables. Candidates preparing for the IELTS Academic Writing Task, one should be aware that they might encounter various types of visuals, ranging from simple line graphs to more complex representations of data, such as pie charts, bar graphs, and tables. Developing a thorough understanding of each visual type is essential for accurately interpreting the presented data and giving a well-structured, coherent response. Additionally, test takers should be prepared to analyze and compare multiple visuals, such as a combination of tables, charts, and graphs, within a single task. One crucial aspect of achieving a high band score in Task 1 is the ability to utilize appropriate vocabulary and sentence structures when describing and comparing data. This not only demonstrates a strong command of the English language, but also allows for clear and concise communication of complex information. Getting familiar with relevant vocabulary and grammatical patterns through consistent practice will ensure a candidate is well equipped to handle any visual data they may encounter in the exam. Let's carefully study a model answer about charts and tables. Task 1 Model Answer. Charts and Tables. The provided charts offer insights into the membership demographics, book loan categories, and borrowing trends at the Little Chalfont Public Library for the year 2016, along with an overall lending pattern from 2007 to 2016. Regarding the distribution of library members by age in 2016, more than half, 51%, were found to belong to the 18 to 64 age category. The remaining members comprised older adults aged 65 and above, 12%, children, 22%, and adolescents in the 13 to 17 age range, 15%. Concerning the popularity of different book categories in 2016, children's fiction and adult fiction emerged as the most favored genres, each constituting 38% of the total loans. Adult nonfiction followed closely behind with 13% of the borrowings. The remaining categories, such as children's nonfiction, children's DVDs, young adult fiction, and adult audiobooks, exhibited comparatively lower percentages of loans, ranging between 6% and 1%. Regarding the total number of loans, the count started at a little more than 15,000 in 2007. The number then grew gradually, hitting its highest point of over 20,000 between 2010 and 2012. There was a small decrease in 2013 when the number fell under 20,000. However, it soon recovered, getting close to 22,000 by the end of the time studied. Overall, it is clear that individuals between 18 and 64 years of age represented the most substantial segment of library patrons. Other age demographics, although comparatively smaller in size, also contributed to the user base. Additionally, an apparent surge was observed in the total number of loans, with children's literature and adult fiction emerging as the most preferred categories among borrowers during the analyzed period, ending in 2016. Useful vocabulary. To offer insight, to provide valuable information about something. Demographic, a specific group of people, regarding, about a particular topic or subject. To comprise, to be made up of or consist of something. Concerning, about or regarding a topic or subject. To emerge, to become obvious. Favored, preferred or liked more than others. To constitute, to form or make up something. To exhibit, to show or display something. Gradually, slowly, over time. To hit the highest point, to reach the peak, to recover, to start increasing again. To represent, to serve as an example of something, substantial, large in size or amount. Patron, a customer or user of a service or product, comparatively, compared to something else. To contribute, to give or add to something. Surge. A sudden and significant increase. Why is it an excellent sample? This sample response showcases a well-structured and coherent approach to describing and analyzing the given data. Here's a breakdown of what makes it a strong Task 1 academic IELTS response. Introduction. The first sentence provides an overview of the visuals and the data they represent, setting the context for the following paragraphs. Key points are mentioned, and the overall trend is hinted at, giving the reader an idea of what to expect. Paragraph organization. Each paragraph focuses on a specific aspect of the data, such as age demographics, book loan categories, and total loan figures. This organization makes it easier for the reader to follow the information and understand the relationships between different data points. Data description. The writer uses precise vocabulary to accurately describe the data, such as more than half, most favored genres, and an apparent surge. Comparative language is employed to highlight differences and similarities between data points. Grammar and sentence structure. The response demonstrates a mix of simple and complex sentence structures, showcasing the writer's command of grammar and ability to convey information clearly and concisely. Appropriate use of transitional phrases, such as regarding, concerning, and overall, ensures smooth transitions between paragraphs and ideas. Conclusion. The concluding paragraph summarizes the main points discussed and reiterates the overall trends observed in the data. It effectively wraps up the response and demonstrates the writer's ability to synthesize information and draw meaningful conclusions. In conclusion, analyzing and studying Task 1, Academic Answers provides insights into the structure and language necessary for a high band score. By examining well-crafted responses, similar to the one about the chart and table report above, candidates can develop a deeper understanding of the expectations and criteria used to assess their writing skills. Moreover, reaching out to IFI for more information on IELTS preparation courses can further enhance your readiness for the exam. Their team of experienced instructors and comprehensive resources can help you refine your language abilities and boost your confidence. To explore IFI's offerings and take the next step towards your IELTS test, simply click on the link below.